The glitter and glamour of the Golden Globes, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's annual awards blowout, was one of the film world's favorite events. Until, that is, an enormous controversy blew up over the HFPA's near total lack of racial diversity and questionable ethical behavior among its members. That sent A-list stars fleeing, sponsors opting out, and its broadcaster dropping the ceremony like a hot rock. So, for 2022, no red carpet, no celebrity audience, no host, no TV show, and not even an internet live stream. If you weren't an actual member of the association or one of its few invited guests, the viewing experience of this year's Golden Globes looked a lot like this.
Part of me feels so bad for them because they can't quite seem to get on the right foot. They can't, as James Brown would say, they can't get on the good foot. You know what I mean?
The HFPA has announced changes, including expanding its membership, just like the Academy of Motion Pictures did after the Oscars So White outrage in 2015. With studios including Warner Media, Netflix, and Amazon cutting ties, some in the industry think the organization's days are numbered.
There's been so much damage to the organization's reputation and the membership and this and that, that I'm not so sure they can recover from this.
As for the awards themselves, The Power of the Dog won Best Picture Drama.
Sort of a lonesome place out here, Pete. Unless you get in the swing of things.
Nicole Kidman in Being the Ricardos won Best Actress.
Sorry, I got lost for a second.
And the Best Actor in a Drama award went to Will Smith for his role in King Richard. Golden Globes non-ceremony, which happened at this swanky hotel behind me, was more bad news for the film industry's traditional business model, with a new survey showing nearly half of all pre-pandemic moviegoers are not buying tickets anymore, and some of them will be staying home for good. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.